A September cattle on feed came out, and no surprise, the report showed a drop about 1%. But it goes beyond what that 1% number is, and we need to kind of look ahead to the future. And that's where we're going to start. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As Kyle Bumstead joins us with Allendale, and let's talk about this cattle on feed report beyond the initial numbers that came out. You made a statement to me before we started this report was we need to be looking quite ahead as to what these numbers are really telling us.
That's right, Susan. First off, we'll lead off with the numbers here. The on-feed was estimated at 99.2, came in at 98.9. The placement number was estimated at 91.3, and that came in at 90% even. And the marketing number was estimated at 87.1%, and that came in at 86.4, which is no surprise there. Given the fact that we've seen some slaughter cuts and reduction and things like that here over the past month. Now, our February through August placement so far this year is down about 7% year over year. And that's allegedly going to lead us to an October to in the first quarter or second quarter of next year into a supply drop, which the market's already known it's coming. So keying off your point there about the future, folks, we've known that we're going to be coming into a hole of cattle. And a lot of you know that my feelings on that already with this Mexican border closure and things like that. But what I'm watching here is the slaughter pace and the cuts in slaughter and things like that. And it's not going to surprise me one bit if we wake up in this hole of cattle that's supposed to be here isn't here because the packers slowed down the kills and we've put some weight on the market here as well. Granted, we're not seeing a huge uptick in weights, but the weights are trending higher. We do have heavy cattle out here, and we could be forcing ourselves or the market or the however you want to put it, the packer, could be filling that hole just by slowing down the kill process or slowing down the slaughter process here. So that's something I'm definitely taking a look at. And this market is likely going to have all this bullishness priced into it one of these days. And this market will turn and go down before we hit the actual issue or before it gets, you know, before we actually run into that where there's no numbers or run into that hole of cattle that's allegedly supposed to be coming. So I think we need to keep our eyes, number one, on that slaughter pace, number two, on the weights, and number three, on this boxed beef market, because that's going to navigate how the packing industry slows down or increases the slaughter pace is based off that box and the cutout.
So you look at those weights. I mean, how much bigger are you thinking? I mean, weather's been a pretty good growing opportunity for these cattle.
Yeah. Yeah, weather's been good, and we've got new grain coming into the bunks here pretty soon, and of course we've got a lot of light cattle, and we got cattle we're going to be weaning and things like that too. I do know there are some folks out there that have contracted cattle that were supposed to go next week, and they said no, just push them back. We don't need them yet. We're going to push them back, and I do know that today's slaughter adjustment was adjusted lower. So the weights are something that is concerning to me because, like you said, the weather's been great. I mean, it's cooled off here. We had some hot weather there a couple weeks ago, and I'm sure that might reflect on the weights here coming up. But we haven't seen the weight fluctuations here with the weather extremes like we've seen in the past. And so that's becoming less of a concern to me when we see the weather issues out there because the cattle don't seem to be backing off like they used to. And that's something that I'm definitely, watching as well. But moving forward here, yes, the weights, we could definitely make some bigger cattle out here, bigger than what we already have. And that's really something that is concerning to me, not only for the industry as far as tonnage, but for the health of the animal as well. When we look at the weights, all live cattle, they were 11 pounds heavier than they were the week before. Dressed cattle were 4 pounds heavier, steers were 5 pounds heavier, and heifers were a pound heavier. So there is an uptrend in weights right now, and that is something that's definitely got to be going to be a concern moving forward here, how much more we can put on these cattle by backing the slaughter pace up.
All right, sounds good. Kyle Bumstead joining us today to give us the rundown of the cattle on feed report. As always, a quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's a look at the monthly report on the American Ag Network.